A golf cart mistook a highway for a fairway during the long weekend in Mission. According to Mission RCMP's weekly Community Connection Crime Recap, the cart caught an officer's eye parked in the parking lot of a 24-hour liquor and convenience store at 2 a.m. Police say five people were standing around the cart and they told the officer they drove it along the highway from a trailer park on Shook Road. The cart had no insurance, seatbelts, or safety equipment, per RCMP. The group of young males was cooperative, and in the spirit of the Canada Day holiday weekend, the officer gave them a break, and advised them to leave the cart in the parking lot, and arranged to have it towed back to the trailer park in the morning, the detachment said. The group agreed but was spotted by the same officer driving the cart back toward the trailer park shortly after. The driver was issued a ticket, and the golf cart was towed. If an officer advises that your vehicle is illegal on the road, please heed their advice and don't keep driving it, or you risk the chance of it being towed, police said. The towed golf cart was one of 346 calls for the local detachment between June 23 and 30. Earlier in the weekend, a woman was arrested for alleged thefts from a liquor store and a grocery store. An officer patrolling downtown Mission on Saturday, June 28, noticed a woman suspected of a liquor store theft. During the arrest, police discovered brand new cosmetics, clothing, food and a cooler from a grocery store in her possession. RCMP said she had no receipt or method of payment with her. The grocery store was contacted, and they confirmed that the items in her possession had just been stolen, police said. Another arrest came next, and police are recommending charges. Meanwhile, a dispute over a side-swiping incident in downtown Mission on June 26 led to an arrest. Police say a black Chrysler 300 side-swiped a white Dodge Durango on 1st Avenue near Welton Street at roughly 8 p.m. The Chrysler driver walked away from the scene, but was found quickly and received a 24-hour driving prohibition for being under the influence of drugs. He was also issued tickets for not having a driver's license, leaving the scene of an accident, and failing to exchange information with the other driver. The Durango driver returned an hour later and smashed out the window of the Chrysler with a hammer, police say. He was arrested but released without charge, as the owner of the Chrysler was not interested in pursuing the matter, police said.